This is your exclusive Patreon headline story from the Threatwire Studio, and I am Shannon Morse. If you have a network-attached storage device like Synology or QNAP, listen up because this story is for you. Synology and QNAP are warning users that the critical NetAttack vulnerabilities can be exploited to allow remote attackers to access sensitive information and execute arbitrary code. This affects some versions of the Synology Distation Manager, which is called DSM for short, as well as the Synology Router Manager, or SRM. For QNAP, this affects several different versions of their QTS systems. Now, NetAttack is an Apple filing protocol that allows for NICs or BSD systems to also work with Apple Share file servers via an open source implementation for macOS clients. The issue was fixed by NetAttack in version 3.1.1. Now, Synology is in the process of releasing patches for DSM, but if you are on DSM 7.1 or later, patches are already released, so you can go ahead and update now. QNAP is working on mitigation, but for the time being recommends disabling AFP on affected machines. The flaw is tracked as CVE-2022-23121 with a high severity score, but that is not the only flaw that Synology and QNAP have responded to. There are three others that we need to be paying attention to right now. Those include CVE-2022-23125, 23122, and 0194, which also allow for arbitrary code execution. I report on cybersecurity news every single week, so if you want to hear more and you want to show your support, check out patreon.com/threatwire. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Shannon Morris. I'll see you next time.